This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to the summary and comment on two recent events affecting South Africa: the passing of the South African national budget and US President Trump announces major global tariffs. Starting with the South African national budget vote. Yesterday, the South African National Assembly passed the 2025 fiscal framework and revenue proposals after a heated debate. The vote was close, with 194 members voting in favor and 182 against. The African National Congress managed to secure the majority by garnering support from most of the Government of National Unity members and additional backing from Action SA and Musi Maimane's Build One South Africa, or BOSA. The Democratic Alliance and the Freedom Front both rejected the budget. The budget includes a 1 percentage point VAT hike and over 2 years and no adjustments to income tax brackets. This decision has significant implications for the Government of National Unity and the DA. For the GNU, the successful passage of the budget demonstrates their ability to rally support and push through critical fiscal measures which could strengthen their position in the government. However, the close vote also highlights the fragile nature of their coalition and the potential challenges they may face in future legislative battles. For the DA, their opposition to the budget aligns with their stance against tax increases and government spending. This could resonate with their voter base, but it also places them in a contentious position as they navigate the political landscape. The next steps involve the implementation of the budget measures, including the VAT hike, monitoring the economic impact of these changes as well on the economy. The government will need to address public concerns and ensure that the budget's objectives are met without exacerbating economic inequalities. Second of all, Trump's US tariffs announcement. President Donald Trump last night announced sweeping tariffs on imports from all countries, fulfilling his pledge to retaliate against nations he believes have treated the US unfairly. The new tariffs include a 10% blanket tariff on all imports, with higher rates for specific countries based on their trade surplus with the US. For instance, the European Union faces a 20% tariff, the UK 10%, Japan 24%, and Vietnam 46%. China faces a 34% reciprocal tariff on top of a 20% increase announced earlier this year. These tariffs have significant implications for both the US and global growth and inflation. US economists estimate that the tariffs could reduce US growth by between 1 to 1.5% this year, while increasing inflation in both the US and around the world. The average tariff rate on US imports could rise to 25 to 30%, which is at the worst end of market expectations. The tariffs are expected to disrupt global trade, leading to higher costs for consumers and businesses, and potentially triggering retaliatory measures from affected countries. Vietnam, Korea, and Ireland are the economies most exposed to tariffs, while Australia, India, Italy, and the UK are the least impacted markets. The 10% baseline tariff takes effect from Saturday, with higher rates effective from next Wednesday, April the 9th. Several exemptions to these tariffs do exist, including trade with Canada and Mexico, critical minerals, gold, bullion, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors, lumber, and copper. However, steel, aluminium, and auto imports will still face 25% tariffs. Specifically for South Africa, President Trump announced a 30% reciprocal tariff on all South African exports to the US. The tariffs are expected to impact various sectors, including agriculture and manufacturing, and could lead to increased costs for South African exporters. The South African government is now seeking to negotiate a new bilateral trade deal with the US to ensure long-term trade certainty and mitigate the economic impact of these tariffs. Further implications for South Africa would be a slowdown in the global economy resulting from the trade disruptions which will impact South African exports and economic growth. Additionally, the tariffs could lead to increased volatility in global markets, affecting investor sentiment and capital flows into emerging markets like South Africa. In conclusion, the South African national budget vote and Trump's US tariffs are two significant events with far-reaching implications. The budget vote highlights the political dynamics within South Africa, while the tariffs underscore the ongoing challenges in global trade relations. Investors should closely monitor these developments and consider their potential impact on the broader economic landscape. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.